Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your times of trouble. Thank you, Lord, for protecting. I'd like to highlight a section of the next song that we're going to be singing. There's a section where the ladies lead out and they say, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love." And it's talking about how we're all born with this nature that leads us other than to God. And then the men come in and sing the part, "Here's my heart, God, or Lord, take and seal it. Seal it from your court above." And earlier today I was praying about the program and realizing that it'd been kind of hard to pray all day. And I started looking at this particular part of the song and realized that's what I was talking about. That's what I was feeling. I was feeling that natural desire to stray from God. And I was desperately wanting to come back to Him, but I couldn't. And so I asked God to draw me back to Him, because that's the promise here. God, I can't do it. You have to seal my heart from your court above. And He does that. He did it. It was great. It was a feeling like I very rarely get. Just a feeling of this big God caring for me intensely.
Streams of mercy never ceasing, the cross. Well, thank you very much. You appreciate so much how you have blessed us. You've led us in worship and in praise. I had the blessing of hearing you a week ago, and in this past week, some of these snatches of these songs have been coming to me and have been blessing me. And so we're grateful not only for the blessing this evening now, but for the continuing blessing that it will be. So thank you for accepting the time commitment, following through with the disciplines of practicing and memorizing and getting your parts right so that you can bless others. And we just appreciate it very much. And I believe that my thanks comes from all of us, doesn't come just from me. So we appreciate it very much. We have a number of announcements. You've worked hard. If you'd like to sit down or take it a bit easier, you may, while we have announcements here from the floor. What announcements do you have from the floor? I have several announcements and some prayer requests. First of all, the young people will may be interested to know that the applications for Calvary Bible School have come, and they're at the table on the back. So if you're wanting an application, you can pick one up tonight. We have two prayer requests, or actually three, I guess we have. I'll read the first one. The first one comes from Hans Mast, who says, "Today is the first day of Ramadan, the Muslim month of fasting. It is a time that Muslims focus on God, so an ideal time to pray for them. In the back, on the bulletin board, is a sign-up sheet for booklets that walk you through 30 days of praying for Muslims. There's a sample booklet on the board and also links to download the booklet or subscribe via email." So help yourself to that at the back. And then also from Missiels in San Salvador comes another prayer request. Philip Glick is in the process of drilling a well for the children's home. Of course, this is a very expensive project, and they've run into some fairly significant difficulties. And so your earnest prayer that the Lord would give his wisdom blessing on this effort would be greatly appreciated. They did not do the very expensive survey that is often done before they drill for well. They said they will trust the Lord to help them find water and started drilling. And so we believe that it would be a real faith-strengthening thing if the Lord would provide for plenty of water there, a need that is fairly great there. Again, then just also a reminder that there will be a prayer meeting here again this coming Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. You may recall that Saturday has been set aside as a day for prayer and fasting as we anticipate the future ordination here. Are there any other requests or announcements? If not, then would you rise for a closing? Oh, pardon me, yes. Yes, what? Sure.
I have so much to say for all of you. Please. Okay. My teachings have been that the kingdom of heaven is within our hearts, souls, and minds. But tonight, all of you men and women have brought heaven right here. Right here among you. And I'm so wonderfully thankful to be a part of you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. We appreciate your interest, and we will be happy to visit about that. And I believe that an appropriate response is to just give our gratitude to the Lord in prayer. So, yes, thank you very much for that. And I just does underscore again the blessing that you are, and we thank you. So shall we all rise for prayer?